is with us. Do you welcome her as she speaks?
Thank you so much. You be seated. You're just precious. I will tell Pastor how good you were. How many of you ladies and brave men were at the conference recently here? Hey, that was a wonderful conference from speaker to speaker to speaker. I felt like the Holy Spirit just honored our coming together. I am not going to speak to you as a conference speaker this morning, and so I want you to put on your other ears. I want you to put on your church ears. Can you do that? This is your church. Hello? This is your church. And I'm going to speak to you as one of the pastors of this church because I believe that God has given me a specific word for the now, for where we are now. And Pastor, if I do anything wrong and you're looking on, you have to forgive me. You've called me your mother. All right. Interesting to me, and I have given you many scriptures to look at in your handout, and thank you, those of you that did that, and the overhead too, that you can look at them later when a moment comes that you think, oh, I need this. Pull it out and look at it and be strengthened by the Word of God. But one that I did not put there is in Luke chapter 24. Listen to it. And it came to pass while he blessed them, Jesus blessing his disciples, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Now I want to ask this question. Where did they get the strength to do that? The message today is supernatural strength. Here are men who have walked with Jesus, listened to him, obeyed him, followed him, seen the miracles. They know that he has said, I am going away. And they didn't like that. And he said, it's expedient, it's important that I go away, because if I don't, the Holy Spirit won't come, and you'll always expect me to do everything like I've always done. But if I go away, I'm going to ask the Father to send you the Holy Spirit. And then greater things than I do, you're going to do. And that sounded great, just like you. Yeah, good, go God. But he did go. Right? While they were watching him. Taken away. Gone. What would have been your reaction? See, it depends on the strength that is within us, how we respond and or react to situations ahead of us. We need supernatural strength. It's a wonderful thing. It means authoritativeness, eloquence, energy, greatness, might. Old? You called me old? I'm not even 85 yet. August. Cards, letters, flowers, money. Substantiability and toughness. Say, oh, well, I don't want to be tough. Yeah, you do want to be tough. Because so many things are being said today. And I'm not a bearer of bad news, but I am very much a realist. I believe that there are many true prophets prophesying some things that we don't want to hear, some things that may hit our own country. And it won't do you any good to say, well, I'm not going to talk about that because it just makes me feel bad. I'm going to hang on in faith. If you're hanging on in faith, great. If you're an ostrich, we're going to run over you as we march on. You stuck there with your head in the sand. Oh, no, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Because it's a day coming, I believe, and I don't know that all of the whole prophetic thing, I have read the books, I know about the moons and blah, blah, blah. How much of that is absolute? I don't know. I have never known. I've never pretended to you that I know the future. I don't. I read the book. All I know about the future is what Revelation tells me, and I don't understand half of it. I do know one thing for absolute sure. I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed. Take it all. Take it all. You mean that? He takes one thing and you pout a year. The word that we like, dunamis, because it speaks of the power of the Holy Spirit, it's used 120 times. I love that. 120 went to the upper room. That's just for people that play with words. It means power, mighty work, strength, miracles, eminence. We're not always going to be the tail. You get there, you're sleepy, what? Someday, we're going to be looked upon as being needed. Is there anyone that can help me out of this situation? And we're going to do like one of the programs that I love to watch on TV. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but they go. And that, it's pick me, pick me. And that's what we're going to do as we shine in a dark, dark world. We are going to shine, shine, shine. And we hear the cry for help in the nations. And I love Pastor Bob's heart. And I know their background. And it's real. He would rather be out in the mission field doing without the good things he has here than be here with all this stuff. But God says, sit. There's work for you to do, and you will go to the mission field, and you will complete the cry of your heart when this church is ready for you to do that. Amen. But sometimes we have believed the world's attitude about us, and particularly when we have seen the decline of this very nation. Taking the crosses out of here and the mangers out of there and making fun of Christians. And if we're not careful, church, we'll be too weak to counter that when what we ought to be doing is saying, I've got your answer. I know someone who can change you. I know a name that can drive away all sorrow. I know a name that is sweeter than them all. Where's PJ? Do I get it? I know a name from which comfort I may borrow when others fail and when tears of anguish fall. That name is Jesus. That name is Jesus. That name is Jesus. I know a name, and on and on. So what I'm saying to us as a church, as one of the pastoral staff, honored so beautifully in this church, that's why I don't leave. I wouldn't get this attention, never mind. What is needed today more than we have ever, ever, ever needed it is strength. Strength. I want to talk to you about strength, supernatural strength, the strength that gets us through. What was it you said, Pastor Debbie, what did you say about God's got this? God's got this. Whatever that means. I think I know what that one means. I think it means he's in control of everything. Yeah, hey, God's got this, young people. Hey. God's got this. All right. Now, here's what I want you to remember if you don't take anything else away from this service. Strength is for service, not for status. Could you say that? Strength is for service. In Romans 15, it says it like this. Those of us who are strong and able in the faith need to step in and lend a hand to those who falter and not just do what's convenient for us, because strength, say it. Each one of us needs to look after the good of the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help? That's exactly what Jesus did. He didn't make it easy for himself by avoiding people's troubles, but he waded right in and helped out. He says, I took on the troubles of the troubled. That's the way the scripture puts it. Even if it was written in scripture long ago, you can be sure it was written for us. God wants the combination of his steady, constant calling and warm personal counseling in scripture to come to characterize us. So the next time you're talking with someone, they say, well, I don't know what to do. And they say, what is this? It's, I have the answer. I've been where you've been. I know a man that can drive away your sorrow. What kind of strength? The first exposure, I think, of supernatural strength is what I call everyday strength. Let me tell you where it is, Deuteronomy 33. As thy days, I'm going to give you one more chance. As thy days, so I don't want to hear it again. I can't handle this. The good book says, yes, you can. I have put in you a supernatural power of my own person, God says, and you are able to do anything that I put you to do. The only time you will fail, how many want to know when you'll fail? How many don't want to know? Okay, I'm not going to tell you. The only time you will fail is when you do it on your own. It won't work. Go out and start a work because you don't like this one. I don't want to tell you how long I give you. Not many. 3 months. As your day, so shall your strength be. Jeremiah said, oh, Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction. Luke said, give us day by day our daily bread. When I took the bread, and I love communion in this church because they pass out those stupid little cups. And you see everybody's head tilt down now. The next two songs are absolutely null and nobody knows. And those of us who have stiff fingers and, you know, little hard time, we just pass it to our neighbor. But hey, it doesn't mean any less. You either do or don't get it. I've faked it a lot of times. It's okay. It really is. It's okay. The Lord understands, you know. But Jesus said, if you eat me, you'll make it. If you don't, you don't. You'll have no part with me. You aren't going to make it through without him. Church, I'm telling you, you aren't going to make it through on yesterday's power. Everyday strength. When I was a little girl growing up in my dad's church, we used to have lots of special meetings, which we called revival meetings. Sometimes they were. And special guest speakers would come in and speak, and everybody would rally, and the women would bring food in, and it was an exciting time. Sometimes it would last 3 weeks because the people liked the speaker, and they'd say, oh, Pastor, keep them on. And they would stay for 3 weeks, and we'd have services night after night, and people would find Jesus, and it did some good. And then it would end, and we would be here on their closing night, packed out, thrilled, excited. And then Wednesday came. Pow! And we would be like that till the next revival meeting, singing the same songs, doing the same thing. Revive us again, fill each heart with thy love. May soul hater be rekindled. And then another one would come along. Let's sing together. Let's sing revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled. Are you ready to rah, 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 rah? And we'd sing. But those days are behind us. Get mad at me if you will, but I'm promising you something. God is going to put strength in some, and others are going to refuse it, and you're going to miss what you've been waiting for a long time. Because how much strength do you need? You need as much as you want. How much strength do you want? How much? You just have to know. Jesus said, if you partake of it, if you eat my body, you have me. It's, don't you get it? That's our union. I'll never be gone. That's the strength the disciples had when they realized, he really did go. What? And the cloud rose and Jesus left them, and there they were. They looked at one another, and instead of crying about it, he did go after all. I don't know how we're going to make it. They begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, find the glory. And they just sang and sang and sang, take it all. He said, you got that right. They went to the upper room. You know the story. I thought maybe they after us. The Holy Spirit came, filled them all. Out they go. They had thousands saved. Peter preached. Wow, what a sermon he preached. Once. Where were all those thousand people that 10,000 that were added to the church and then more daily? Where'd they go? When the excitement of a miracle waned, so did the enthusiasm of the immature, because they didn't have the right mentoring. That's a free sermon. They didn't have that everyday strength, but the disciples did. They got it in the upper room and they never lost it. Something in them said, it's real. They remembered the words, and you read it over and over through scripture, and then they remembered what he had said to them. And then they remembered. Church, I'm saying to you, remember. It's not different. What he said to you then, he means it now. We not only need everyday strength, but we need ever-increasing strength. The more we walk with God and read the word and resist the enemy and overcome flesh and pay our tithe and put in the missions, the more we allow ourselves to be broadened in thought and concept and in concern, the more mature we become. Now, here's what it says in Romans. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement, may our dependably steady and warmly personal God, oh, don't you love that? You don't love it? I mean, that's your God, precious. That's who he is. May he develop maturity in you so that you get along with each other as well as Jesus gets along with us. How much time do we spend trying to love one another? Well, you know, they don't believe the same way I do. Their doctrine is different. They don't dress the same way I do. They're just different. Their music is different. Everything is different. It's not like it used to be. No, it isn't. Yahoo! It's a new day. It's a new day, church. And now we've come out of that great moment of excitement, and thus saith the Lord to thee, you shall be kings and priests unto me. You shall go, and we love that. Yeah, rah, rah, go God. And then he said to each one of us, now live it. You don't need a specialist to kick the devil out of your life. You got one inside of you. It's just, you know, it's about time when we see the enemy operating in our kids and we see the enemy operating in our, I don't know, I think the devil, kicking it out! There is power in the name of Jesus to the person who really believes it and the person who lives the life of Christ at all times, everywhere we go. There isn't a situation that you can't bring something to. I've brought peace to things going on in stores. They don't know it. I don't go up and lay hands on them and cut the ba-ba-da-da-cho. But I pretend to be looking at the shelves. Cut the ba-ba-da-da-cho, see? Greater is he that is in you. Why do you say it if you don't believe it? Ever increasing. You're getting stronger and stronger. And church, we have to, because the world isn't getting brighter and brighter. What country would you pick? My granddaughter said to me the other day, Grammy, do you ever think about going to live somewhere else because things are bad here? I said, I think about it, but I've been there. I've done a bit of traveling in my younger days, too. And I look at the turmoil in the, what country would you pick? That is all quiet and the devil hasn't taken over and all that. It's gross darkness, the people, right in our own country. People are in gross, their heads are like in darkness. They don't get it. You say, don't you know he died for you? Don't you know he lives for you? All you have to do is give yourself to him. He'll change your life. They say, I don't get that. You don't get it because you don't want it. It's better felt than told. It's difficult to explain to anyone that doesn't know the Lord how wonderful it is to know him. It's like leading a blind man through an art gallery. You know, you just, or something. But I promise you, if you're here and you don't know him as Savior and you'll receive him, you'll say to me, thanks. Now I'm doing it. Now this says, I don't have time for you to clap anymore, because This says that for ever increasing strength, we'll get along with each other, and then we will be a choir, not our voices only, but our very lives singing in harmony in a stunning anthem to the God and Father of our Master Jesus. Woo. When we get along together, can you imagine? You know, I say to you, all right, I want everyone to sing, Amen. Ready? One, two, three.
Amen.
That's the way your life ought to sound. That's the way we ought to feel together. Well, but I know things. I've heard things about her, and I really know things. And, you know, I just can't. They're just hypocrites. Do it one more time.
Amen.
Ah, there's a unity when there's strength. And it's a harmony, and it reaches heaven. We come together not to decide whether you believe what I believe, and you, and you, and you, and do you have this habit, and haven't you gotten over that, and do you, and your kids are brats, and we, one more time.
Amen.
That's what we want to give to him, the unity of spirit. How can we do that? That's being hypocritical. No. You're my brother. I didn't pick my brothers. I have four brothers. I did not choose any of them. They just came into my mother and father's life. Two before me and two after me. And there they were. But they're my brothers, and I love them. And there's something about a family spirit when we're together that you can't deny. And we don't even agree on things. We don't even agree on things doctrinally. They think I'll leave it. I don't know what they think, nor I love them. Amen. And the next time you get upset with me, you know, oh, she just massacres the word. Amen. That's all. That's our answer to everyone. That's our answer. Well, what do you think about Pastor? Amen. We're going to be a choir, like it or not. Not only do we need everyday strength and ever-increasing strength, but we need esteeming strength. I feel badly sometimes in our church, and if you're a guest here today, I apologize. I apologize for me. Come back. My pastor is incredible, and he will be here. He will be back. I apologize for the people. I apologize for everything. But if you're not a guest, and this is your home church, I don't apologize for anything. And sometimes it grieves me when I'm sitting in my regular place of appointment over there, and we have such excellent musicians. And they say, just worship the Lord. And it's kind of quiet out here. And sometimes our worship service is like a rally. Let's do a little faster one. Boom, boom, drums, boom, boom, boom. And we start coming alive. Everybody now. We get them going, and then pastor comes up and takes it up to the next notch. Come on now! And up we go. Wouldn't it be different if when we walked in the door, are you there? We would be full of praise. full of glory. Just waiting, just give me a chance. And we just look at one another. Amen. We just be seated. You look great today. You're wonderful. How are you? Bless your heart. Good to see you. What's wrong with her? Nothing. Christ in me is the hope of glory. I carry a lamp within me. And I want it to illumine you. I expect to affect everyone in my row, don't I? We're down here, and it's kind of quiet. We just beller it out. Hallelujah. Go for it. Yay, God. It ought to happen, church, in the back. It ought to happen, church, in the back. It ought to happen, church, in the back. Amen. It ought to happen, church, in the back. Took a minute. It ought to happen, church, in the wing. It ought to happen, congregation. Woo-hoo! Here it is. It's not Iverna. It's the Word of God. And David said it like this. So here I am. In the place of worship, eyes open, drinking in your strength and glory, to see thy power and thy glory as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, the psalmist said, because his loving kindness is, again, better than life. My lips shall praise thee and I'll bless thee. And while I live, take it all, I will lift up my hands in thy name. Yes. Thanksgiving will transform your life from defeat to everyday strength, and you will be bold as a lion, the righteous are. And I'm going to read it to you. If this doesn't turn you on to Thanksgiving, you turn yourself into a mortuary today. Here it is. Psalm 138, 1 to 7. Ready? Okay, here it is. Thank you. Everything in me says, thank you, angels. Listen as I sing my thanks. I kneel in worship, facing your holy temple, and I say it again. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your faithfulness. Most holy is your name. Most holy is your word. The moment I called out, you stepped in. You made my life large with strength. Amen.
Yes, let's stand to our feet. That was an awesome word. Awesome word. Thank you, Dr. Iverna. Wow, it's powerful. I don't believe there could have been a more timely word for today, for this house. I believe it was prophetically delivered, prophetically declared for us to respond to today. Amen? Amen. So I would like for our prayer team to come forward quickly today, and we're going to just take a moment. We're going to do this call two different ways. We're going to ask those of you that really need an infusion of strength and need to just get this and to understand it and to begin to walk in it, and you need the power of agreement, I want you to come up and find a prayer partner here to agree with you. The rest of you, I would like for you just to find someone in your seat, either your section leader or someone sitting next to you, and I want you to agree that from this moment forward, You're going to be walking in the strength of the Lord, the understanding of His provision for you, and that you will no longer fall back into a state of weakness or disgruntlement or discouragement, but that today you as a family, you as a church, are going to step in to God's purpose and destiny for you. Amen. So find someone next to you as we just worship softly here, and or come up and get somebody to agree with you about walking in divine strength of the Lord.
First love.